Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Live in the Skyline studio here until 4 o'clock, as we are every weekday morning from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., keeping you company, keeping you informed, and helping you get through this, and we'll all get through this together. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, 312-981-7200, if you would like to join us. Tom Appel is going to join us after 1 o'clock for his monthly visit for some car and automotive talk. And that's coming up. Right now, I would like to welcome to the show one of the cast members of a show called Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch, which returns tonight at 9 o'clock on the History Channel. And it is about gaining full, unprecedented access to one of the most infamous and secretive hotspots of paranormal and UFO-related activities on Earth, and that's Skinwalker Ranch. The ranch has been around for many years and has been a hotbed of activity for all kinds of unexplainable things. But this is the first time they've allowed cameras in the facility and around the facility. And Dr. Travis Taylor is one of the people that are doing the studies. Travis, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Let's talk a little bit about your background, man. You got a bunch of PhDs.
Well, I have two PhDs,
okay,
and three master's degrees, but I've been to school for a while.
It sounds like it. That's really great. So how did you get involved in this project?
Well, I've done some other sort of science-related TV shows and written some books and things that are related to similar to the topic. I think I'm the only person who's written a textbook on how we would seriously go through trying to defend the planet if we were invaded by aliens.
Oh, wow.
And so when the new owner bought the ranch, they, for the last 3 years, had been doing just an observation phase where they just had cameras and things out and were just watching and trying not to disturb the ranch. And they reached a point where they were ready to do an experimental phase. And they reached out to the History Channel trying to figure out who would be a good person to, you know, lead the experiments. And when they talked to Prometheus, who does Curse of Oak Island and Ancient Aliens, did a show I was on called The Tesla Files, they said, well, you know, you need to call Travis and see if he's interested. And we talked, and it sounded like a really exciting experimental phase and something I wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, first of all, tell us about Skinwalker Ranch. It has been a hotbed for like 200 years, right?
Well, we're beginning to find out that we think it may have been a hotbed for maybe thousands of years. There are petroglyphs and local native lore that goes back even before the current Utes and Navajos that are out there, back to the Fremont and even possibly before that, where they claim that, you know, supernatural type phenomena. And by supernatural, I don't mean paranormal ghosts or anything. I mean things with abilities beyond human capability were going on out there. In fact, the precursors to the Utes claim their first man, as they call him. They have some native language word for it, but it translates as the first man who came from the sky and pushed their evolution forward. It's really interesting. This first man, they say, traveled on a rainbow and could travel around the world in a matter of minutes. And they even have a ritual where they pretend that they've traveled from each ocean coast to coast to get, you know, fish from each ocean. Uh-huh. 'Cause apparently this first man did that for them all in one day by flying on this rainbow.
Wow.
So, you know, these stories go back. And then, of course, through the 1950s, people talked about it. Then there's, you know, then the 90s and early 2000s were Bob Bigelow of Bigelow Aerospace on the ranch. And as far as I can tell, it looks like maybe he even actually received funding from the government to actually research what's going on out there.
He bought the property in 1996, right? And then he wanted to conduct his own experiments because he was a UFO enthusiast, correct?
Yeah, as far as I can tell, that's exactly what happened. Now the interesting thing, though, is that Bigelow never released any of his information about whatever he found, and so we have no idea. I mean, what he saw, all we know is what Tom Kelleher and George Knapp claim that, you know, they saw. And in his book, I think The Hunt for the Skinwalker or something like that. And they don't give us any scientific data. They only tell us stories and anecdotes, which are no better than campfire ghost stories my grandma used to tell me.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Where does the name Skinwalker Ranch come from?
Well, so the first usage of it that we have been able to sort of surmise is there was a conflict between the Utes and the Navajos, and the Utes put a so-called curse on the land to protect it, and the Navajos then at the same time would dress like a shape-shifting creature called a skinwalker. Mm-hmm. And the two stories, they've kind of melded together and gotten a little confused, but at some point the natives put a curse on the land, or that's the story, and there's this shape-shifting creature, the skinwalker, that can turn into a wolf or other
right.
animals.
We've talked about skinwalkers on the show before. It's fascinating.
Yeah. Well, the idea is that they're shapeshifters. You know, I've never seen one. I don't have any proof that they even exist, but that's what the folklore is anyway.
Yeah. And so that's where the name came from. That's why the ranch is called that.
Yeah. Now, the natives, when they drive by the ranch, they'll even look away. They won't even look at the place. They still fear this curse that's on the place.
Wow. All right. Travis, hang on, okay?
All right,
Dr. Travis Taylor is with us. He is part of a cast that are exploring the world of the secrets of the Skinwalker Ranch, which returns tonight to History Channel 9 o'clock. And we'll talk more about the mysteries and the ranch and all kinds of really fun stuff. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. Right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight guy. 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. every weekday morning, live on WGN. And coming up after 1 o'clock, we'll have our car segment that we have once a month. Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, host of the Car Stuff podcast, joins us every month to talk about car and automotive related news and issues and answering any and all of your questions. If you're looking to get a car or just have a car question in general, 312-981-7200. Right now, Dr. Travis Taylor is my guest. He's a best-selling author, and he is a part of a show called Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch, which comes back tonight on the History Channel at 9 o'clock. Travis, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
All right. So it's 512 acres, correct?
Yeah, give or take.
And it's located in Utah.
It's right in the dead center of the Uinta Basin, which looks like a giant meteor impact crater that happened tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of years ago. And it's about 2.5 to 3 hour drive due east of Salt Lake City.
Mm. Okay, and there have been 200 years, even more than 200 years, of UFO sightings, animal mutilations, paranormal-related mysteries, and much, much more. And so this has been a hotbed for a long, long time. When did you guys decide that you were going to get out there and get some cameras out there for the first time?
Well, so Brandon Fugle, the new owner, he bought this thing in 2016, and he had a team out there, basically just cameras, and they recorded video and looked through the video. And then we went out there, started preparing for it last year about March. And as we started ramping up, I first set foot on the place in late May. And then I was back and forth for a couple of weeks, and then on – About the middle of June, I moved on to the ranch and lived on the ranch for about 3.5 to 4 months.
Mm. Okay. Now, before the show, had you ever explored Skinwalker Ranch? Did you know about it? Was it something that you were aware of?
Well, you know, I'd heard about it. I'd heard about it on radio shows and YouTube videos. And I'd read Colm Kelleher's book, and honestly, I thought they were all crazy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I was there for 30 minutes, and crazy stuff started happening. So I realized that they weren't crazy unless I was crazy too.
Now, what were before your personal experiences? What were the stories that you heard that happened on this ranch?
Well, the stories are, you know, the previous owners, the Shermans, they had seen crazy things happen in their house. They would set groceries out on the counter and then put them up, and they'd come back, and the groceries would be back out of the counters. They would stack wood, and then they would come back out, and the wood would be gone, and then come back out again, and the wood would be stacked up somewhere else. Cattle mutilations. They were chased by orbs of varying colors. And even in one instance, they claim that a portal opened up in the sky and a creature crawled out of it.
Wow.
And, you know, all these crazy things have been reported out there. I mean, even, you know, UFOs, strange lights that just hover there. And even there's a case where there was something that was in the woods making noise, and when the dogs went to look at it, something zapped them, and the dogs were vaporized. Wow. Those are the kind of stories that I've heard.
Wow, wow. Now, you know, does this area that we're talking about here, this Skinwalker Ranch, does it attract people like Area 51 does? Because you get a lot of tourists and people who want to go to Area 51. Is that starting to happen, or has that happened at Skinwalker Ranch?
Yeah, no, and I have to tell, and I tell everybody when I do these interviews, don't do that.
Yeah.
Look, the ranch is dangerous. People are getting injured out there for reasons that we don't know why, and we're studying it with all sorts of scientific processes and experiments that could be dangerous also if we don't know you're downrange of these experiments.
Yeah.
And there are armed guards at the gate to keep people, mainly for their protection. So don't try and think it's cool to sneak on the ranch. Listen, I will not let my family visit me on the ranch when I'm there because it is potentially that hazardous.
Yeah.
So don't think it's cool we're going to sneak on Skinwalker Ranch or whatever, because number one, you might mess up some of our scientific experiments that we're doing.
Yeah.
Number two, it's a ranch in the middle of nowhere. You could fall in a hole, fall off the mesa, and break your leg. Nobody'd ever know it till a mountain lion ate you.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, we don't know what causes some of the things that happen there.
Well, you know, it's interesting because that's very similar to, we've talked about Area 51 on the show many, many times, and it's very similar. Those thoughts are very similar to the people who, you know, near Area 51. They're like, don't come here. I remember there was a story, was it a couple of years ago, when people were going to storm Area 51? There was like, and they were like, this is a really bad idea. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, well, the main reason not to do that at Area 51 was last year or whatever was because that's a government facility, and,
yeah,
and it's a, you know, a protected military facility that if you go on, you're violating the National Security Act, and they have the authority to shoot you.
Yeah, yeah.
At Skinwalker Ranch, it's private property, and the private owner has, you know, the right to protect his property. But more than that, we know for a fact, and as you've seen on the show, the place is dangerous.
Yeah.
And it's bizarre, unknowingly dangerous. We never know what's going to happen next. And so you don't want to take yourself out there or your friends or your loved ones out there and put them in harm's way for
right.
no reason.
Right. All right, Travis, we've got to get back to you. We're talking about, you know, you were skeptical about it until you were there for a little while and all kinds of crazy stuff started happening. Tell me about what your first experiences were when you got there.
Well, I hadn't been on the ranch for 30 minutes when suddenly we're detecting all of these strange microwave signals that we couldn't find a source for. They're not supposed to be there. They were continuous and very high power, like a really leaky microwave that's dangerous to stand around, and we were detecting them from everywhere. And that's just the most benign thing that happened while I was there. It seemed like something new and different and weird seemed to happen every day.
Yeah, what were some of the other things that happened?
Well, as you saw last week, we we've been measuring not just microwaves, but gamma ray radiation. And so we started trying to detect the gamma rays, and while we're doing that, by putting instruments on rockets and launching them into the sky, because it looks like the energy is coming from the sky for some reason, these spheres, glowing, I don't know if they were glowing, translucent, reflective, we haven't decided yet, appeared overhead. We had them on camera, we measured gravitational anomalies, we measured microwaves and gamma rays when they were there, and we all saw it, and it was on camera, and we saw several of them over a period of a couple hours. And at the same time, the cows went crazy, tried to get as far away from them as they could. So, to me, that's pretty strange. But tomorrow night, or I guess it's tonight now, you'll see some even more strange and dangerous things happen.
Tell us about the rest of the team that you're with. You're with three other people.
Oh, with several other people, actually.
Yeah.
Brian Arnold, we call him Dragon. He's the security manager of the ranch, and he's the guy that's in charge of making sure everybody's safe. The other PhD physicist there is Dr. Jim Sagala. He also is licensed to help do radiology measurements for oncology and other types of hospital work, you know. Then Eric Bard is the principal investigator, has been for since the beginning when Brandon Fugel bought the place. And then we also have the ranch superintendent, which is Tom Winterton. He's the fix-it guy, man. That guy is tough as nails, and he knows how to put things together. I think he worked building houses for years and stuff.
Yeah.
If something goes wrong on the ranch, he's the guy that comes that's instantly there with a toolbox and ready to fix it.
Yeah.
And he's also been injured, and we don't know why or how, while working on the ranch. And then we have Jim Morris, who is our liaison to the local natives. He seems to know all of the locals, and he helps us a lot when we want to ask or venture on to perhaps some of the nearby property that's owned by the natives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow, that's a big team. That's a big team. And this is all the show is The Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch. It's on tonight at 9 o'clock on the History Channel. And it's all about studying the hotspots of paranormal and UFO related activities at the Skinwalker Ranch. And Dr. Travis Taylor is our guest, and he's part of a group of people who are doing these studies. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So what the equipment that you guys have, what are some of the things that you do with it on the ranch? What are some of the experiments?
Right. Well, of course, we've got a lot of different cameras in every different direction looking, and we've got infrared cameras with motion sensors and things on them. We've got sound systems and seismic systems set up so that we can tell if there's vibrations or noises that, you know, the human ear can't detect, and if there's vibrations in the ground, because there's a lot of people that claim that there's underground facilities and things out there that we're trying to find, and we've yet to find them, but we have found really weird noises coming from under the ground. We also have spectrum analyzers that measure all of the radio spectrum on your TV, radio dial, internet routers. It can detect everything out there. And we're looking all the way from AM up to the microwave bands. And we see crazy signals all the way across the spectrum that aren't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And nobody's legally licensed to be doing this, to broadcast these signals. And so we can't figure out where it's coming from.
Wow.
And we're going to talk more about that tonight and then on other episodes. And then we also have gravitational anomaly detection and radiation detection, and toxic chemicals and things like that we're looking for as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Travis, hang on, okay?
Yep.
Okay. And this is Dr. Travis Taylor. He is part of a group who are out there on the Skinwalker Ranch. Hotbed of weird activity, UFO, paranormal activity, you can watch the show on tonight at 9 o'clock on the History Channel, The Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch. We'll talk more about those secrets of Skinwalker Ranch with Dr. Travis Taylor after this on 720 WGN. We'll be right back. right. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Skyline studio here until 4 a.m. Coming up after 1 o'clock, it's our monthly visit with our buddy Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, host of the Car Stuff podcast. And we talk about automotive and car-related news stories and issues and answer any and all of your car questions at 312-981-7200. Coming up a little bit later on the show, we're going to talk about some of the dumbest promotions in sports history. And in honor of the season finale, which was fantastic, of Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, we're going to talk about some of the best karaoke songs and some of your go-tos. What's your go-to karaoke song? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Dr. Travis Taylor is my guest. He's a best-selling author and an engineer, and he is part of the show The Secrets of a Skinwalker Ranch. And Travis, welcome back.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
All right. So can you tell us about some of the discoveries that that you and your colleagues have made, and with all this research, what conclusions are you getting to draw?
Well, so the first thing that we can conclude is that whatever is going on out there, there is a real phenomena that is actually happening. It's something that is right now unexplainable. And it appears to be beyond a level of science and physics that humanity knows about. Mm-hmm. Well, and we don't know what's causing it. Could it be people think, oh, maybe it's some top secret government project or whatever. As far as I can tell, that's not what it is. Mm-hmm. It's possible that it's a Mother Nature phenomena, because Mother Nature has surprised us in the past and done strange things. But I'm only maybe that's in the 1 to 2% category for me. And then the rest, 98%, is that it's something that some other entity, technology, civilization, whatever, it's something that is not of this earth. And whether it's alien, multidimensional, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I can't even believe I say stuff like that now. But after being out there on the ranch, we see things that just can't be explained.
Yeah.
With the science we understand right now.
And does the activity increase at night, or is there a certain time of day or evening or night that where the activity really peaks?
No, it's really random. It happens at any time. There were times things happened in the middle of the night, and it was scary and spooky. And there were times when things would happen in the middle of the day or the morning or the afternoon, and we can't tell. Now, one thing I can tell you is, after being out there, so I've had more extreme nightmares in the last 8 months of my life since being on the ranch than I have in the previous 50 years of my life.
Wow.
And so there's something, and it's not that I'm afraid of the ranch. I mean, I grew up in the woods going hunting at night and stuff with my dad and my older brother, and those things nothing scares me like that. And so I'm not afraid of the ranch either. I can't wait to go back and get back to doing some research. But just being there's something that's messing with people's brain and is triggering something in your sleep cycles to have odd, strange, lucid nightmares.
Yeah, is this the case with the other people that are on the ranch with you?
Some of them sleep. Some people sleep like a baby. Dragon, he says he sleeps like a baby when he's there. There are others that when they sleep out there, they report extreme nightmares as well.
Wow. Wow, this is something. Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch will return tonight at 9 o'clock on the History Channel. Now, how much time did you spend out there, Travis?
Well, so on and off for a few weeks, and then from about June to about mid to late September. So I was out there about 4 months, mm-hmm. 3.5 to 4 months, where I was there full time. I had a camper trailer that we brought out there, and I lived in the camper trailer right there beside the headquarters building inside the ranch.
Mm-hmm. And now just a simple question. You said it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. So what do you do about food and supplies and things like that?
Well, there's a little town called Roosevelt, and there's one called, that it's about 5 minutes away, 10 minutes away maybe, and then there's a town about an hour, half an hour to an hour away called Vernal, so it's kind of between those. And so, you know, we stock up and actually had a grill, and I stocked up with a lot of steaks and hamburgers and hot dogs, and most nights after we were through filming, everybody else left except for myself and Dragon and Eric. And so we would sit there, and then the two, Candace and Tom, that live on the ranch, we would hang out, cook hamburgers, and watch for crazy stuff to happen.
Well, tell me about the two people that are living on the ranch. You just mentioned them. Tell me about them.
Yeah, so Candace and Tom are, I think Candace was a friend of the owner, and there was an old house there that it's called Homestead 3, which is actually it's where the actual Shermans lived. It's one of the newer facilities, you know, built in the 1900, earlier 1910s or something like that. And Candace and Tom offered to Brandon that they would live there in that house and fix it up and stay there to see if anything happens. And they've been living there pretty regularly, and they hear weird noises and strange things on the ranch. And so they have had some odd experiences as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at a picture of them on the website, and it's a lovely photo of them with a couple of llamas behind them. They have a whole bunch of exotic animals on the ranch.
They're not llamas, they're alpacas.
Oh, alpacas. Oh, sure. Yeah, those are alpacas.
And so I'm not sure exactly what how that's going to get edited into the last few episodes of the show this season, but they started to bring in more animals, and of course there's ranchers. Brandon rents the property out for ranching to a local cattle guy, and he has a bunch of cows on the ranch. And so Candace and Tom also helped take care of the cows, and they thought, wow, we need to get some alpacas. And we've had some strange things put the cattle and the livestock in danger at times. And so we're kind of right now going through a sort of some decision making on, you know, how safe the animals are if they're out there.
Yeah. Now, do you monitor the behavior of the animals and how they're reacting to some of the strange stuff that's happening?
Yeah, we are constantly watching them. We have game cameras set up with motion trackers to watch and see what they do. And we are in the process of getting GPS trackers for them so that we can watch their motion over time and see if they can agglomerate in certain places. But we have noticed with the camera systems that they do, for some reason, move all at once to certain locations when we start seeing things like gamma rays going up or microwave sources getting higher or whatever. We can't really explain that yet unless maybe somehow they feel it. We don't know.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question about, you know, they say that there has been UFO activity possibly and lots of mysteries around there. But as far as UFOs go, what's your stand on that, Travis?
Well, you know, I had never seen one, and I always thought it was probably people seeing like top secret things they didn't know what they were seeing or whatever, or phenomena they couldn't explain. But after being out there and seeing the things myself, I guess I'm in the position of saying, yeah, I've seen it. I don't know what it is, but it certainly was not an airplane, and we did measure odd technology or signatures of odd technology when we saw it. So I don't think it was us. I think it was something else.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, the Pentagon released three declassified videos that show U.S. Navy pilots encountering what they appear to be unidentified flying objects. Have you seen these, Travis?
Oh, yeah. I did detailed analysis for those for Ancient Aliens.
Okay.
And on the one that's I believe it's the Go Fast video, you can actually see a halo around the vehicle that is cold, extremely cold compared to both the vehicle, whatever the thing is in the middle, and the ambient cloud temperature on the outside of it, which suggests there's some sort of bubble around this vehicle of vacuum. And, you know, if I were going to create something like a warp bubble or some sort of electrogravitic thing based on some sort of science fiction-y idea, it might likely look something like that.
It's I mean, I've seen a couple of these videos, and they're really kind of creepy and fascinating. And but let me ask you this. You've worked with the Department of Defense. You've worked with NASA. How seriously do they take the UFO sightings?
Well, so, you know, there's always been this stigma around it, but the Navy now is really trying to get past that. They want people to report it if they see things. And actually, I think there's protocols now for the FAA and for pilots to actually report these things, because if there is something flying in our airspace, that could be dangerous. If we don't know what it is, number one, are they hostile? Are they our near peers, for example, you know, like China or Russia doing something? And
yeah.
Well, we better hope not, because if they've gotten that far advanced and we don't know how that stuff works, then we're in trouble.
That's a good point, Travis. Dr. Travis Taylor here is with us. It's The Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch returns to the History Channel tonight at 9. Here's Craig on WGN. Hi, Craig.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Doctor, I'm sorry, Nick. Hello, it's your show. I should say hello to you first.
That's okay.
Doctor, I've been watching this show since it came on, and we don't have time for me to ask you all the questions I got. But I got to tell you, I'm a 61-year-old man with his inner child, and the more you tell me to stay away, the more I want to come out there. But I'm not going to, because my gray matter does function, and I know I'm much safer sitting in my chair at home watching you guys than I am coming out there. But now, I think it was Dragon that had the problem with his head. He was having headaches.
No, that was Tom Winterton.
He was the
ranch superintendent.
How's he doing?
Oh, Tom, he's doing great. I chatted with him this morning, actually, and like I said, that guy's tough as nails. Man, only 3 or 4 days after he was in the intensive care unit, he shows back up at the ranch.
Look at that.
Start running the bulldozer again.
Wow.
You know, but I mean, it's, the MRI showed his brain was it his skull was swelling up?
He had hemorrhaging in his brain and all sorts of other things. We've been studying what could have possibly caused that. And right now we're not sure, but it looks like it was some sort of beamed radiation exposure as far as we can tell.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Okay. And I got one more quick question.
Well, Craig, I got to get going.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, though. All right.
Thanks for
watching the show. We appreciate it. Travis, it was fascinating talking to you. The show is on again tonight starting at 9 o'clock, Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch, and it's on the History Channel. It was great to talk to you, and good luck.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, man. Take care. Dr. Travis Taylor, Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch, History Channel tonight starting at 9, right here on, and get all the information right here on WGN.